News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday afternoon, Friday evening now, means our weekly visit with folks with the College Station Police Department, and this evening visiting with Lieutenant Chuck Fliegert. Is the word lieutenant still a little new? I understand you've been recently promoted, and congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And something else from a congratulatory nature, it's our understanding that you've been named Amber Alert Coordinator of the Year by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Office of Justice Programs. So what does all that mean?
Well, it's a very great honor. I'm very humbled by it. But it to me, it's more of a reflection of a true team effort on the part of a lot of very dedicated men and women, a lot of agencies throughout the Brazos Valley that are working and are continuing to work towards protecting our children and best preparing law enforcement to respond in instances of missing, abducted, or endangered children.
The background information I have is that you're the Amber Alert Coordinator for the Region 3 of Texas. So what kind of geography does that cover?
That is, we fall within Region 3 within the Department of Justice scheme. The area that we cover is the Brazos Valley region. It's a 7-county region consisting of Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Robertson, Washington, Leon, and Madison counties.
And that would involve all the law enforcement agencies in that geography then?
Yes, sir. We have representatives from most, if not all, of the individual law enforcement agencies that would have primary jurisdiction in the event of a reported child abduction.
And review for us, what are the what raises the red flag that generates an Amber Alert notice?
If what it is, the Amber Alert is, it's a tool to be utilized by a law enforcement agency if they have what they a child under the age of or 17 or under that they believe has been kidnapped either by a stranger, an unknown person, or a family member who has committed a violent act in the course of this kidnapping. It's a partnership between law enforcement and broadcasters to get the word out to as many people as quickly as possible so that hopefully the end result is a safe recovery of the child. Basically, it's trying to get description of the child, description of a vehicle, description of a suspect out to as many people as quickly as possible.
Obviously, you go through a whole lot more training than compared to the number of Amber Alerts that are actually issued, and very fortunate we don't have many Amber Alerts issued, but walk me through the process of the training and the drills that you go through so that everyone's ready when it has to be, when an Amber Alert has to be issued.
Certainly. We have trained all of our law enforcement agencies on the criteria to activate it, the steps that they have to utilize to actually physically get the process started. We periodically revisit that as people change job assignments. Plus, again, it's like any other skill. If you don't use it, the skill set will erode away. And like you said, thankfully, it's something that we don't utilize a lot. But we will continue to provide that refresher and that periodic training for those agencies so that it is ready. We periodically test the physical equipment as well to make sure that it is functional and it's able to be utilized in the event that we would need to activate it.
And what are the most important things to relay to the public as it applies to the criteria for the Amber Alert and making sure the information gets distributed properly and what the public does with that information once they receive it?
Probably the most important thing that I would tell the public is that if your child is missing, notify the police as soon as possible. A lot of times people go, oh, well, you know, it's we'll go look for our child ourselves for a period of time. There was a study done by the Washington State Attorney General's Office of Child Abduction and Homicides. And what they were able to find in their studies is that in the worst-case scenario, when a stranger abducts and subsequently murders a child, 75% of the time that child is murdered within 3 hours. So you can see time is of the essence. That's what law enforcement's there for. If your child is missing, call us so that we can come out and hopefully come up with a quick resolution. We'd rather come out and find the child hiding somewhere or at a friend's house that you just weren't aware of, as opposed to waiting numerous hours before calling us, and then we're behind a timeline on that already.
Anything else that we need to share with listeners?
No, again, just I was honored to go to the National Amber Alert Symposium, but again, that is this award is more a reflection of the dedicated men and women of law enforcement and media and other agencies that participate in our Amber Alert, and along with our Brazos Valley Child Abduction Response Team. And we want to continue to work to try and make our children as safe as possible.
And I appreciate the visit this afternoon, and we're entering the final home football game a weekend of the year, so it's another reminder to make sure you keep an eye on those kiddos, as well as keep an eye out on everybody else as folks come in and out of town on Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger with the College Station Police Department visiting with us this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.